Well,
I should have known that the Fred Stacey Show is perfect.
Afraid Not are a Canadian East Coast Celtic rock band who have become increasingly popular throughout North America and Europe. This innovative group have now begun to stir the airways with their technically driven and energetic, high-energy based, original Celtic-influenced material. This is Fred Stacey, and now for the next 60 minutes, let's listen to the words and music of Afraid Not in this independent production from Celtica Radio.
I spent 6 years on seven seas, call the boys up from below. Keep the lights about taut and free, hoist sails, we're going home. Turn your face into the wind, call the boys up from below. Never see this place again, hoist sails, we're going home. We're sailing round the southern shore, call the boys up from below. The waves they crash and the winds do roar, hoist sails, we're going home. Turn your face into the wind, call the boys up from below. We'll never see this place again, hoist sails, we're going home. Ship she leaks just like a sieve, call the boys up from below. We don't know if we'll drown or live, hoist sails, we're going home. Turn your face into the wind, call the boys up from below. We'll never see this place again, hoist sails, we're going home. Share a pint or two, call the boys up from below. Raise your glass and toast the crew, hoist sails, we're going home. Turn your face into the wind, call the boys up from below. Never see this place again, hoist sails, we're going home. Reached our native town, call the boys up from below. All the lads will buy around, drop the sails, we're finally home. Turn your face into the wind, call the boys up from below. We're glad to see this place again, drop the sails, we're finally home. Turn your face into the wind, call the boys up from below. We're glad to see this place again, drop the sails, we're finally home. We're finally home. We're finally home. We're finally home.
That was Hoist the Sails by our special guest today, Afraid Not, and it is a transatlantic welcome from their studios in Canada to Glenn Webster and Danny Terror from the band. So to begin with, guys, can you tell me a little bit about the lineup of the group?
Yeah, we're a five-piece band, and we have Byron Eddy on, he's our frontman on lead vocals and acoustic guitar, and we got Glenn Webster, who's here with me today. He does the electric guitar, mandolin, mandola, and basically anything stringed. He's our guy for that. Myself on piano, accordion, and then our rhythm section is rounded out with Ed Williamson on bass. He's our resident Scot, and Lael Johnson on drums and percussion.
How long has the band been together?
Well, the band's been going strong for about seven or eight years now, and although the lineup has completely revamped since we first started, actually the only original member of the band is the lead singer. And the way you hear it now on the album, the band's been together in this way for about the past 4 years.
So tell me, how did the different members come to join the group?
Well, as Danny just mentioned, Byron is the only original member of the group left from its beginnings. I used to teach mandolin and bass to a couple of the original guys back in the day, and they needed a sub one weekend, so I came in and, you know, it was just a really good time, so I never left. I believe Ed, the bass player, was the next one to come along. our old player had moved away to Ireland. And we played together in a lot of different groups over the years, so he was a pretty natural choice to go with. Lael replaced our existing drummer who had some medical problems, so he had to pack it in.
And the band met me at a late night pizza stand one night in Banff in the Rocky Mountains. I think that's what I was part of a Rocktoberfest group, and the guys were playing across the street, and I remember us partying and drinking beer till the wee hours of the morning. I think we were jamming to everything from
That's Amore
to Stairway to Heaven, I think. So we had a good time that night, and after that it was but when they asked me to join, it was an obvious choice.
What makes playing in Frayed Knot different from other bands you've been with?
Well, you know, for me, it's really the greatest situation I can think of. I mean, we're all the best of friends, and even on the rare occasions we're not playing, we still end up hanging out together, it seems. You know, it really goes beyond the music, to be honest, and it's really a cultural experience. I'd have to say this is the only group I've ever played in where I get homesick people, you know, like British and Irish expats or East Coast Canadians. They come up to you thanking you, and they're in tears. It's really a great feeling.
Yeah, it's definitely unique to have these people that are so far from home really appreciate your music and
sure.
Connect with it. I think that's one of the biggest things about this band is we're hitting home with a lot of people.
Yeah, you know, it's not uncommon at all to see 18 to 80 year olds sitting beside each other at one of our shows. It's really a weird phenomena for sure.
Can you tell me a little bit about the track we're about to hear?
This recording probably goes back, oh, I don't know, 4 or 5 years. Nobody seems to remember. It was back in, it was just Byron, Ed, and myself over at a buddy's living room. I think I had the idea to record this song originally. I'd been over in Scotland, and Byron and I we were sitting around a hotel room one day, and we were on the road and just bored out of our heads. So we came up with this arrangement, and you know, I think we always wanted it to be fairly simple, just the three of us singing. Ed does a bass line on it. I did an acoustic part and some really cheesy little one-finger keyboard thing in the back just to give it a bit of depth. We kind of thought it was lost in the archives, actually, but I think my mom was the only one that still had a copy, so thank God for that.
So what you hear on the album is different than this version. I think this is the first time anybody but the musicians have heard it. It's pre-production and something we kind of filed away for a while, so enjoy.
Near yon pure and crystal fountain. trees are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain tide rolls around the blooming heather. Oh, it'll you go, lassie, go.
Very special version of Wild Mountain Time from our profile artist, Frayed Knot. In a moment, the seagulls cry after these messages.
Welcome to Island Web Services, web design and hosting. The fastest way to the internet.
islandwebservices.co.uk.
Island Web Services specialise in making effective and quick-loading websites for small businesses and organisations across the UK and beyond. We believe in giving everything a standard with no hidden extra costs. And you can get all this within a 12-page website from £370 sterling. Log on to find out more.
islandwebservices.co.uk.
The Vote Show is happy to be broadcasting in association with the Welsh Unsigned website. If you are a band in need of exposure in Wales, or simply want to find out information about a Welsh artist, go to www.welshunsigned.com. Welshunsigned.com, putting Welsh music on the map.
The pen is mightier than the sword. Where there's a pen, there's a word. Where there's a word, there's a manuscript. Where there's a manuscript, there's a broadcast opportunity for an aspiring or an established author or poet. Hi, I'm Dave Carrington, one of the team of presenters here on Celtica Radio, the world's local radio station. Why not listen to my programme, Squaring the Circle, where I deliver unique stories and poems to our global audience. They're unique because they're your stories and your poems, and they're available on demand or on podcast for free. That's Squaring the Circle with me, Dave Carrington, at CelticaRadio.com. Why not listen to me? I would love to hear from you.
Alongside the road, the sounds of the harbor as boats hit the sea, and the seagulls sing with a voice strong and free, and they fly high into the sky. It takes me back home when I hear you cry. From mountains to cities, wherever I am thrown, the seagulls sing me back home. Those warm summer's evenings out on the field, the kitchen big stories from the old times there, just passing down time without. Seagulls are floating in the warm salty air, and it's flying high into the sky and takes me back home. And I hear you cry from mountains to cities, wherever I am thrown. The seagulls take me back home. Passed on, I became a man. I'm 40. heart. The beetle don't take off her eye, and it's a fly high into the sky. It takes me back home, and I hear you cry. From mountains to cities, wherever I am thrown, you seagulls take me back home.
This is Fred Stacey, and we've just heard Seagull's Cry from our featured artist, Fraid Knot. Now, that track was taken from your album, Hoist the Sails. The album itself is, of course, heavily Celtic-influenced. So tell us a little bit about what the Celtic music scene is like in Canada.
Well, Canada's a very unique country. It's a young country, and it's a melting pot of a bunch of different cultures, and some of the most prominent being those from the UK and Ireland, and more so on the East Coast, a lot of Irish, English, Welsh, Scottish moved there, or immigrated there. And in order to retain some of their traditions and musical traditions, they kept alive their music, and it developed as their cultures developed over in Eastern Canada. The Irish sometimes refer to the people of Newfoundland, the East Coast province in Canada, as the Lost Tribe. And with the province of Nova Scotia having a strong Scottish background. So many Easterners, unfortunately, the economy out on the east coast of Canada wasn't the best. It was reliant on fishing, and so a lot of people moved to Western Canada, where we are here in Calgary, Alberta, especially. There's petroleum, there's oil and forestry, and they left their families and moved over here, but music, and they brought their music with them, basically. So, And that's really similar to our lead singer's case, who he left Newfoundland for greener pastures in Calgary, and brought his voice and his songs with him, and we share in the love for that type of music. So I think he was coming back from work one day and heard the seagulls cry and thought of the ocean, and anyways, ended up writing the tune. And I think Glenn, you helped out with some of the music on it.
Yeah.
And anyways, it's really touched a lot of people here in Canada, and we seem to be getting some radio play from it, and we enjoy this song.
How would you describe the band's style?
Well, I think obviously, you know, we are a Celtic rock band for sure. You know, it really depends on the night. We try to keep it as traditional as we can. But you know, as the night drags on and the beer starts to kick in, it gets definitely a little rockier as the evenings progress, generally speaking. It's not saying we don't do some shows where we sit on a couch all night and, you know, we're almost like a pub jig band in the corner, and other shows when we've got blazing lights and huge screaming PAs and we're in everybody's face peeling the flesh off them.
I think the band likes both sides of it, and, combines it. I think that's the true essence of Fraid Knot.
How important is it to you to keep a traditional element in the music?
Well, you know, the group's definitely got an edgier side to it, no question about it. But, you know, at the same time, these traditional songs have really been around forever, and they're going to be around long after we're gone. So you really have to treat them with the respect that they deserve, and, you know, in our opinion anyway.
And a lot of the bars, too, and some of the venues we play definitely want to cater to a younger crowd and get them into the bars and expose them to this traditional music. And
Sure.
And by doing the edgier stuff or electrifying the traditional songs, so to speak, it definitely serves to do that.
Absolutely, yeah.
What makes your music sound so unique?
Well, you know, it definitely has a lot to do with the real diverse musical backgrounds of each individual guy in the band. Byron comes from Newfoundland, and he grew up playing traditional Irish, East Coast Canadian pub jigs, you know. I'm a classical guitarist by training, and, you know, I've played in every type of band from, you know, jazz, blues, right up to punk bands. And I know Ed's much the same. Like, he spent his teenage years in Edinburgh, where he's from, playing folk songs and but listening to, you know, all the British invasion bands like the Beatles, the Hollies, that type of thing.
Lael's got a master's degree in percussion, and he's played with symphonic bands and orchestras, and he also toured with a punk band called Greyhound Tragedy for about 10 years. And as for myself, I've toured extensively doing folk music, North American folk music, and European folk music and folk rock. So we really have an eclectic musical mix, and I think it works for the band.
Who does the majority of the songwriting within the group?
Well, you know, Byron's definitely the principal writer in the band, and I've co-written quite a few of the songs on the album with him as well. You know, usually him and I get together and we bounce ideas off each other, and then from there we take it to the band and they refine it, and everyone puts their own personal touches on it, and we evolve it on stage, really. I think the next song you're going to play is Island Lament, which I actually co-wrote with a gal here in Calgary named Gloria Kay, who also does some violin and keyboard on a few of the tracks on the album as well.
Lament from today's profile artists, Frayed Knot, featuring the album Hoist the Sails. More from them in a moment.
If you had a business where you sold, say, wine or milk or bottled water, you wouldn't tell your customers that you wanted them to pay for 100 bottles, but there may be only 80 when they arrive, or perhaps 120. But that's exactly what happens when you buy advertising time on ordinary broadcast radio. They have no way of telling you accurately how many listeners they deliver, because their research is based on estimates. Celtica Internet Access Radio is different. Every listener is counted, so you know exactly what audience you have been talking to. Exactly. Celtica Radio. At CelticaRadio.com. Sounds like simple, common sense.
This is Ryan Hellman. The amazing new album, Mistakes Included. out now.
Molly says she loves me, but I don't mind. I wanna be arrested. I wanna be arrested by you.
Available at www.ryanhellman.com. Ryan Hellman's amazing new album, Mistakes Included. Get it now at www.ryanhellman.com.
It's a funny situation.
If you're planning a wonderful new life in the sun, there are a few things you should know before you go. For instance, you may want to know how much money you'll have to live on. So you should solicitar una estimación de los ingresos que le corresponderían por su pensión del Estado. And if you intend to retain your vote in the UK, you'll have to inscribirse en la comisión electoral como votante en el extranjero. Also, with regard to healthcare, asegúrese de que sabe cómo reclamar.
If you're planning to live abroad, remember you're not just planning your holiday, you're planning your life. So visit the Foreign Office website, fco.gov.uk, or call 0845 850 2829 for a copy of our leaflet, Going to Live Abroad.
Hello, join me, Steve Edge, with great new and unsigned music here on CelticaRadio.com.
Listen to Fred Stacey on Celtica. Listen to Fred Stacey on Celtica.
South Australia, all the way rolling cake, heave away, haul away, haul away. Hear me sing, we're bound for South Australia. And I went out one morning fair, heave away, haul away. It's there I met Miss Nancy Blair, bound for South Australia, all the way rolling cake, heave away, haul away, haul away. Hear me sing, we're bound for South Australia. Down, heave away, haul away. I sugar round and round and down, bound for South Australia. All the way, rolling king, heave away, haul away, haul away. Hear me sing, we're bound for South Australia, bound for South Australia. But the lead is Nancy Blair behind, bound for South Australia. All the way, rolling king, heave away, haul away, all the way, hear me sing, we're bound for South Australia. Cape Horn, heave away, haul away. I wish to God you'd never been born. Bound for South Australia, all the way, rolling king, heave away, haul away, all the way. You'll hear me sing, we're bound for South Australia, bound for South Australia. Well, let's be one of the ugly strand. Bound for South Australia. It's all the way, rolling king, heave away, haul away, haul away. You'll hear me sing, we're bound for South Australia. In South Australia I was born, heave away, haul away. In South Australia round Cape Horn, bound for South Australia. It's all the way, rolling king, heave away, haul away, haul away. You'll hear me sing, we're bound for South Australia. It's all the way, rolling king, heave away, haul away, haul away. You'll hear me sing, we're bound for South Australia, bound for South Australia.
That's South Australia, a track taken from the Fraidnot album, Hoist the Sails. Gentlemen, how has the album been received?
Well, the album's done really well for us. We're quite happy with it, and we're getting better media coverage than we could have ever hoped for, doing programs like this, and we're getting radio play in Canada, the U.S., and as far away as Europe as well. And
yeah, you know what? You know, when a band does an independent album, I think a realistic goal for them is to break even. But you know, Hoist the Sails has really exceeded our expectations.
Are you achieving success with it locally, or is it spread to other markets?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, some real great surprises. You know, for example, our sales off iTunes Europe are pretty much as strong as they are in Canada and the US. And you know, when you consider we haven't done any touring overseas to support it, it's a real pleasant surprise, I think. And I guess you'd really have to attribute it to shows like this one. So thank you very much for having us on.
Does the band stay busy with live performances?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I think our girlfriends and wives would be the first ones to say that we're a busy, busy band, and we truly are. We generally book up a year in advance. If we had three Frayed Knot bands, I say sometimes we could book all of them up, and we enjoy playing live music. And not only does it help with exposure in the different places we play, it really refines and tightens up our live shows. I think that's the way to get good.
Yeah, we're definitely a live band, no question about it.
Do you have any gigs that stand out in your mind?
Well, you know, we've done some pretty crazy shows over the years, no doubt about it. You know, some where we definitely should have had security out front. You know, I can remember Danny putting, you know, having to kick people off the stage a couple of times, like physically.
Girls and guys.
Yeah, with his feet. You know, there's been some great ones. Some that just make me cringe thinking of them. The worst, I think, comes to mind is playing the grand opening of a restaurant where they hired us to sit in a booth, and it was just absolutely humiliating, I think, you know.
And there are really funny ones too, some great gigs that we've done. We had an insane outdoor show in the middle of the Rocky Mountains. I think it had a sawdust dirt floor to it, and Lael, our drummer, he ended up having a few too many drinks and didn't quite make it through the whole gig. He made it till about three songs from the end and kind of fell over and gave it a good old college try. And,
yeah, that was the biggest ovation I've ever seen him get, though.
Yeah, he's a legend now, and we're actually playing that show again in a couple months, and they're really looking forward to having Lael back in the band. So there's been some good ones, that's for sure.
How does your fan base keep track of where you're playing?
Well, we have all the sites. We've got MySpace and Facebook and Sonic Bids, but our official website is www.frayednot.com, and Frayed Knot is spelled FraidKnot.com. So you can always check us out there. Even Googling the band's name will bring us up.
When is the album available for sale?
Well, locally through a few record stores as well across Canada, a couple of different shops as well. But internationally right now, we're being distributed by a company called CD Baby out of the States. You can link to it from our webpage, or their website is www.cdbaby.com. And digitally, it's also available on iTunes and quite a few different downloading sites. You know, if you Google the name, you'll see quite a few hits.
Come sail away, wave at Captain Morgan. He's gonna take you to paradise. Oh, come sail away, way with Captain Morgan. Heavy on the spice, so easy on the ice. We hoist the sails of Perry Bay. We're gonna sail through a hurricane. He's a happy skipper when he's up on the deck. He likes to challenge the wind and rain. We're sailing round sandy beaches. The sails are singing a Bacardi breeze. For the next 3 days, we'll all be beach bums. The Caribbean nights will be like zombies. Whoa, come sail away, way with Captain Morgan. He's gonna take you to paradise. Oh, come sail away, way with Captain Morgan. Heavy on the spice rum, easy on the ice. Sunrise with shady ladies who like to dance. There's little Rita sipping blue margaritas, waving Mexican flags from where says we all sing along to American Pie. Whoa, come sail away, away with Captain Morgan. He's gonna take you to paradise. Oh, come sail away, away with Captain Morgan. Heavy on the spice rum, easy on the ice. Jenny with that angel face, watching the blue moon in the summer sky, walking salty dog as he chases a bluebird. It's as wild as Brooklyn Zoo in those emerald eyes. Oh, come sail away, away with Captain Morgan. He's gonna take you to paradise. Oh, come sail away, away with Captain Morgan. Heavy on the spice rum, easy on the ice. Oh, come sail away, way with Captain Morgan. He's gonna take you to paradise. Come sail away, way with Captain Morgan. Heavy on the spice rum, easy on the ice.
Captain Morgan, composed by Byron Eddy, who is the lead vocalist with our featured artists, Afraid Not. More from them in a moment.
Celtica Radio is a fresh new kind of channel, completely independent from any station on the air anywhere. We are available on the internet 24 hours a day, broadcasting using the latest technology. Celtica Radio's programming is receivable locally and worldwide by anyone who has a computer with internet access and a sound card. Log on to us at
www.celticaradio.com
and be part of the experience. What's more, you choose the programs you listen to. Our presenters are experienced professionals and we play great music and support and nurture local talent too. Check us out whilst you surf the net. If you are an advertiser looking for new ways to get your product across or represent a corporate organisation interested in state-of-the-art media, then we'd like to hear from you. Harness the power of the internet and Celtica Radio at the heart of the Celt in you.
Hello.
Hello. Today we're going to tell you how you can listen to Celtica Radio programmes anywhere you want to, even in the car.
And you don't even need any sticky bag plastic.
First, go to the podcasts page on Celtica Radio website and select the shows you want to listen to on the move and download them.
Then transfer them to your portable MP3 player or iPod. It's as simple as that.
Don't worry if you've only got an ordinary in-car cassette machine. You can use a special adapter for your MP3 player, which you can purchase at most large supermarkets for less than the price of a chart CD.
And unlike ordinary radio, there's none of the irritating signal interference. Here's some we did earlier to take with us on our safari trip.
So there you have it. If you want better radio, make Celtica portable. And John, mind the elephant.
Paracetamol. From your point of view, they're just what you need when you've got a splitting headache. After you've been shopping all morning with your little boy.
Oh, hi, Laura.
But from your child's point of view, the tablets are a fun toy, which makes a great crackling sound and yummy sweeties to taste, and he's just seen Mum take one.
Every year, around 7,000 children end up in hospital after swallowing pills. So look at it from their point of view. Keep medicines out of their reach. Find out more about keeping your home safe for your kids. Visit direct.gov.uk/child safety.
Are you fed up of hearing the same 500 songs in every other radio station you listen to?
Oh, my God!
Well, the Celtica Radio Underground Edition is different, with great entertainment that's delivered direct to your home or work PC at the click of a button. We've news, interviews, and an eclectic mix of new artists and classic tracks covering all types of music and culture, and definitely not the same 500 songs you hear on all the other radio stations.
Listen to your old Sergeant Major.
So, if you're in the mood for something a little more adventurous, then the Celtica Radio Underground Edition is definitely for you. That's with me, Bill Everett, live and on demand, and only on CelticaRadio.com.
I love Celtica Radio.
Farewell to you, my own true love. I am going far, far away. And I'm bound for California. And I know that I'll return someday. And it's heavy, well, my own true love. For when I return united, you will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that frees me, but for Ireland when I think of thee. I am shipping out on a Yankee sailing ship. Davy Crockett is her name, and her captain's name. Burgess, and they say that she's a floating grave. And it's heavy, well, my own true love. For when I return tonight, it will be. It's something leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but with Ireland when I think of thee. Sitting on the harbor, love, and I wish that I could remain. For I know it'll be a long, long time, for I will see you again. Oh, it is very well, my own true love. For when I return united, we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but for Ireland when I think of thee. And it's very well, my own. For when I return tonight, and we will be. It's not the leaving of Liverpool that grieves me, but for Ireland when I think of thee.
Are there any plans for an upcoming tour of the UK or Europe?
Well, as of this moment, we don't have any plans, but if the right opportunity came up, we'd love to go over there, play some shows, and somebody wants to host five dashing Canadian musicians, I think we'd love to go over eventually and play for the European audience.
Have you begun work on a follow-up album to Hoist the Sails?
Well, currently we're taking our time writing some originals for the next album, but we have managed to get a few songs recorded in the studio. I think we have one of them coming up shortly, Sound the Pibroch, an old Scottish folk song that we sort of put our own little twist on and kicked it up a bit. Ed and Byron and I actually were traveling out to a show out in the Rockies one time in a van, and we were just bored, wanted some new material, and Byron started singing this song, so we worked out an arrangement and got to the show, threw it to the boys, and did it that night.
When would you expect to have your next album released?
Oh my, well, I guess it'll depend on how quickly the creative process goes and how many Red Bull we need to drink. But ideally, we'd like to have it done within the next year, so stay tuned.
Where would you like to see Frayed Knot in 2 years' time?
Well, realistically, I think we'd all really like to see a follow-up album with some serious marketing behind it. We've got so much momentum built up with Hoist the Sails, and I'd just love to see where it could carry on and end up, you know?
And it'd be fabulous to tour through Europe, I guess, with the band and play in Britain, Ireland, Wales. And I'd really like to see how we'd go over with local audiences.
Oh, for sure.
How can people find out more about the band?
Well, there's quite a few places online. We do have a very good web presence, for sure. But our official website is www.frayednot.com, as Danny mentioned a little earlier. Again, it's spelled F-R-A-I-D-K-N-O-T. But if you Google us, you know, there's a ton of links that will, I'm sure, will hit you into one of our official sites anyway.
And we love email, so feel free to drop us a line, and the band members try and get back to everybody that sends in a note to us. And at this point, we'd like to take the opportunity to thank you for having us on the show, and just want to say hi to all the listeners out there from the Canadian East Coast Celtic rock band, Frayed Knot.
Glenn Webster and Danny Terra from Frayed Knot, thank you very much.
And cheers.
Sound of peep rock loud on high. Frayed John groats to the Isle of Skye. Let every clan their slogan cry. Rise and follow Charlie and see a small devoted band. By dark lock shield they take their stand, and proudly they bow with heart and hand to fight for Royal Charlie. Hatchy foam and foam and foam, hatchy foam and foam and foam, hatchy foam and foam and foam, rise and follow Charlie. Fields of war, mark out and cry, play more, and bravely they fight, commit him more, than die for Royal Charlie. Now on the barren heath they lie, the funeral dirge, the eagles cry, the mountain breeze pours them sigh, to part and die for Charlie. Foam and foam and foam, hatchy foam, and foam, rise and follow Charlie. No more we'll see such feats again. Deserted now each highland glen, and lonely cairns are o'er the men who died for Royal Charlie. Hatchy foam and foam and foam, hatchy foam and foam and foam, hatchy foam and foam and foam, rise and follow Charlie. Hatchy foam and foam and foam, foam and foam and foam, hatchy foam and foam and foam, rise and follow Charlie. Sound of peep rock loud and high.